Liberty or Rome.
VWA, mobile.
Guten Morgen, Stephen.
What you doing out this early, big guy?
Earthquake. This is 0TR.
A driveway on the new cut road. Lots of traffic this morning.
Yeah, don't you just love it? Oh, I'm taking Bernice down to get her vampire blood draw from the... Let me turn this radio down, Steve. I'm sorry. From the doctor's office. And haven't even had breakfast yet. And I did have a cup of coffee and two Aldi's cookies, so...
Oh, they trying to do that blood draw while fasting?
That's fact. Yeah, it's your normal... what is it? What do they call it? Medicare checkup. They do it once a year, right? Yeah, once a year, but they always draw blood a week ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. Well, yeah, I'm running down to the landfill real quick to get rid of a bunch of trash and some stuff, and then I got my auto lift. I'm going to go ahead and start clearing out my area and getting that thing set inside where I can start assembling my auto lift. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Well, it would if I knew what an auto lift was.
Take a car and roll it into a repair shop and they put it up on the big lift?
Yes, sir.
I bought me one.
No kidding. You know, my neighbor's been talking about getting one of those. Is it a full-size one like you get at a place where you get your car worked on, or is it just a mini one?
Well, I think I know what you're talking about, a mini one. And no, it's not a mini one. It's full-size, and they come two ways. They come two-post, you know, with the arms that swing in and out from underneath the car, and then they come four-post, where you got four posts and you got a long rail that you drive up onto it and raise it up. And I got the one where you have the four posts and drive up onto it. I just felt like that was a lot safer, especially since I'm going to be storing one car above the other.
Oh, boy, that's far uptown as you can get, Steve. Congratulations. That's a wonderful idea. And something that will benefit you the rest of your life. Well, Tim, he's building a hot rod. I'm trying to back up while I'm watching here without curbing the car. Oh, get back in reverse so I can see behind me. And Tim's got one he's building that's, oh, I don't know, 880 horse, I think, with two shots of nitro in it.
Yeah, well, I've always found that you can't really, you know, in these old cars, if you set them up right, you really can't keep more than about 400 or 500 horsepower onto the pavement. Anything beyond that, and it's just, whoosh, tire shredders. Matter of fact, that little 68 Mustang coupe of mine, I got a 5-speed behind it, and I got a little 347 stroker in it, and let me tell you what, that thing will scare you, and it's only about 350, 375 horsepower.
His 67 Camaro has 640 or 660, and he said exactly what you did, and he rebuilt the chassis and absolutely everything. They tried it without doing that, and it just, it was crazy, he said. But he says, even now, if you step down on it, you'll lose it. And his son-in-law told me, he said, he scared me with it. And it's his driver. He drives it to work not every day, but oh my, does that thing sound wonderful. You know, Dave's, the CBA's car sounds nice when I hear it. And Tim's son-in-law has probably a replica of what Dave's got, and he drives by the house with it when he's going over to his father-in-law's there all the time, and they really do sound good. But that's getting kind of crazy on the horsepower.
Have that one with the 800 horsepower on the street?
No, he drives the one with 640, 660. He'd have to tell you. Someplace in that area, they dynoed it. And he built that engine from scratch, basically. Now, the one that's got 800 horse, he bought the engine. And it's got a roll bar in it. It'll be strictly for racing down at the track.
I'll keep my little 350, 375 horsepower. And I tell you, those BF Goodrich Performance GTA TA radials are too expensive to go shredding anymore. Oh, me. Well, you need to come on over and help me put this thing together.
Well, Steve, if I was able, I'd be glad to. We had some bad luck on the antenna yesterday. We was trying to change trees with this, with the long end of the antenna. And, oh, I got the sinker up over the tree, and then the monofilament line broke when the stupid thing got stuck up in the top of the tree. So I ran over to Academy and bought what I thought was a bigger open face reel, and I bought some spider wire, and they're braided, and it's a 65-pound test. But you know, I loaded it up on the reel last night, and I don't know if it's going to be any longer than the other reel I had, so I might have just blowed $59 for nothing.
Static in there on your radio.
Yeah, ignore. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I was just wondering what the QRM's coming from. Oh well. Anyhow, yeah, I'm gonna go back to the house and start in on that today. And as long as I can get it inside my building, I'll be happy. I got a feeling I'm going to be using my John Deere with the front end loader to get those parts and pieces standing up. Well, I'm about to destinate down here at the landfill. Doesn't that sound like fun? Destinating at the landfill. You take it easy, bud, and I'm going to back out of here. I'll be busy for about 10 or 15 minutes unloading and get the trash out. Maybe I'll pick you up on the other side. So, 73 this morning. Y'all be careful out there. There's idiots among us. KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, on the QRM, the best thing to do is just ignore. But, yeah, Bernice, come back and sit down. I guess the doctor's off. The door's locked. So, I'm going to be sitting out here while she's inside anyway, so I'll catch you on the other side there. And you put a safety rope or something on those, Steve, or have somebody there as a safety person, because you can get hurt on those things. Talk to you later. That's your tip of the day from N0TR's clear.